From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. A special session of the Arkansas Legislature is underway. Lawmakers are considering Governor Asa Hutchinson's proposal to continue the state's Medicaid expansion with some changes. The program, being renamed Arkansas Works, provides health coverage for low-income adults. Speaking to a joint session of the House and Senate this morning, Hutchinson highlighted the four key modifications in the bill.
It provides a greater emphasis on work opportunities for Arkansans, helping them to move up the economic ladder. It provides requirements for more personal investments in health care for those that are above 100% of the federal poverty level. It has more emphasis and opportunity for employer-based insurance. And it has some cost-saving measures or fiscal responsibility as well.
Hutchinson said federal officials have indicated a willingness to accept the changes. Other proposals, including asset tests and a work requirement, are not allowable under federal law and were not included in the bill. KUAR's Jacob Kaufman is at the Capitol and joins me now live. And Jacob, what was the response to the governor's speech?
From the lawmakers I talked to, at least, the response was generally positive. They liked that the governor focused on what was good about Arkansas. He had a lot of talk about teamwork and camaraderie, and the governor really tried to appeal to legislators' ability to reason and be pragmatic. In the chamber prior to the governor's remarks, lawmakers also tried to play up that sense of teamwork and camaraderie. They even joked for several minutes about a recent charity basketball game between the House and the Senate. So the question is, you know, is a joke about a basketball game, is saying you want to be good teammates, is that going to result in actual votes this week for the Arkansas Works program? Speaker Jeremy Gillum, the House Speaker, a Republican, he's a supporter of Arkansas Works, is a co-sponsor of the bill. He said he's not worried about this bill passing through the special session. It only takes a simple majority to pass out of it. However, next week in the fiscal session, this bill will then have to get a three-quarters vote. Said he's not going to hold this special session vote to three-quarters. It'd be fine if it got the simple majority, but they're going to take it one step at a time. He also said he's not worried that the governor withdrew his managed care proposal. All along, the governor has been saying you have to have this managed care proposal or at least some sort of changes to traditional Medicaid to pay for Medicaid expansion and the private option or Arkansas Works or whatever you want to call it, but he said it won't complicate the issue. Jim Servillo, he's a West Little Rock Republican state representative. He said he's still undecided on this. It's only a three-day special session, but he still doesn't know how he's going to vote. He thinks concerns that without Arkansas Works, the budget would be slashed or a little overstated. He thinks some critical programs like foster care can be protected anyway. Democrats, of course, in the minority of the state capitol. I spoke with Charles Blake, a state representative of Little Rock. He's in pretty high spirits. He thinks that the governor has pretty much come around to the Democratic position on this, that he sees the health care of 250,000 low-income Arkansans as more important than traditional Republican politics about things like the Affordable Care Act. So that's where we are so far, at least in day one.
And what's the process now?
The process now, we have the actual bills. They've been, each chamber has sent them to committees. So this afternoon, we'll have Insurance and Commerce Committee for the House and Insurance and Commerce Committee for the Senate. We'll both consider these bills. If they pass, they'll then tomorrow go to a full floor vote in each chamber. And then throughout the next day, they'll pass the bills back and forth. It should be wrapped up by the end of Friday, though, is what everyone's hoping for.
That's KUAR's Jacob Kaufman covering the special session live at the state capitol. I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News.